Hello and welcome to the OP Coaches Corner as we talk all things OP football with Coach Chris Schmidt. Coach, great to have you on the show as we do every Friday night in high school football season. You've won a couple of games, but a big shutout win against Jayhawk Lynn last week, 54-0. What pleased you the most from last week's game?
Well, I think we did a good job of getting off to a good start, and kind of took control of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They were a running team, and we kind of took that away from them from the very beginning. And, you know, we were able to run the football kind of throughout the night. And so, I give my kids up front, a big plus for doing that part, and then everybody else kind of did their job.
And, you put up 54 points against a team coming in, allowing just 11 a game. What was the key there?
Well, we got a running game going. I thought we did a nice job of blocking. And then it kind of opened up our play action passing. We were 7-10 throwing a ball with a couple touchdowns. So that's something we hadn't really done the first two games. And, when you can run the ball, it kind of puts the defense in a bind of what they're going to stop, and it opened some things up in the secondary for us, and so that was good to see, a little bit of more balance in both running and passing.
We have Coach Schmidt on the line for OP. Coach, one thing I want to ask you is, when you look at the film from last week, was there anything that you've tried to work on this week to kind of tweak or improve a little?
Well, we can always find things, just being more consistent. Like I said, I think we did some good things, but then there's times on plays where, we need to do the same initial thing, and we didn't. Another area I think that, kickoffs, we've been in games, and our kickoff coverage is still needs to get better. We've been giving up some, decent amount of returns on it. We've kind of changed some things up on it a little bit each week, and so that's an area, it's a good thing to be kicking off, but you also don't want to let them, get good returns and get good field position. So that's an area that, on film you see right away.
Now let's shift focus. You're taking on a 1-2 Wobunsee Chargers team, a team that beat West Franklin 48-0 two weeks ago, but then stumbled against a really good team in Osage City, 48-14. Kind of a similar score to what your week one game was as well. When you turn on that huddle film and tape, what do you see when you see Wobunsee?
I see a physical team that's going to come at you. They got good running backs in the backfield. They're experienced. We played them last year in a game, and it was 14-7 and went right down to the wire. And they got a lot of those kids back. So I think, they've lost two games, but they've lost Osage City, who, like you said, very comparable to what we did, and they lost to a very good Council Grove team. So, they played in good competition. I know they're going to be playing better just because of, learning from those two games in particular. And they do, coaches do a great job of with fundamentals. They're just physical. And they remind us, hopefully of us a little bit. They want to run the football, but because they've ran it at times, they can get some play action passes off it, and they got some kids that can go get the ball for them. So a good quality club.
And it could be a really, really physical football game. Is that something you're looking forward to seeing too?
Absolutely. Again, as I talked all week, it comes down to the, up front. The line of scrimmage is going to be key. If we can control the line of scrimmage, I feel like we got a good opportunity. But if they control it, I feel like they're going to have an advantage. So it starts up front, and it starts, we're on a road. So anytime you go on the road, you want to get off to a good start. So I think the first, couple possessions of the game is critical that we get off to a good start. We do things that we want to do and, have some success.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in tonight's game.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you very much.
That is the head football coach over at OP. His name is Chris Schmidt. It has been brought to you this hour by Citizens State Bank, Restore Company, and Mel's Tire.